From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled Confronting Our Jerichos, part of his series in the book of Joshua. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the city of Jericho confronted the children of Israel with many things that illustrate moral and spiritual truths for the people of God in every generation. Israel's battles and victories have their counterparts in the lives of individual Christians, as well as in the life of the church as a whole. In this message, Dr. Cairns has been seeking to provide biblical answers for God's people facing obstacles. Although, like Israel, present-day believers face opposition from a world that hates Christ and His gospel, Christians have every reason for rejoicing, for the Lord has assured His people of victory in all these areas, in their personal lives, in their service for Christ, and in the work of the church. In the final portion of this message, Dr. Cairns is showing the Lord's plan for achieving that victory. That plan includes grasping God's promises by faith, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit rather than on the flesh, waiting for a demonstration of God's power instead of running ahead of the Lord, doing the work God intends for you and never deviating from it. Before Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of this message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If, then this is not a matter to be taken for granted concerning every one of the human race. If, then there is a possibility and a probability that some may not have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If, then this is not a general but a special mercy, and it is needful to inquire whether we know the grace of God by inward experience. There is no spiritual favor which may not be a matter for heart-searching. But while this should be a matter of earnest and prayerful inquiry, no one ought to be content whilst there is any such thing as an if about his having tasted that the Lord is gracious. A jealous and holy distrust of self may give rise to the question even in the believer's heart. But the continuance of such a doubt would be an evil indeed. We must not rest without a desperate struggle to clasp the Savior in the arms of faith and say, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him. Do not rest, O believer, till thou hast a full assurance of thine interest in Jesus. Let nothing satisfy thee, till by the infallible witness of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness with thy spirit, thou art certified that thou art a child of God. O trifle not here. Let no perhaps or peradventure and if and maybe satisfy thy soul. Build on eternal verities, and verily build upon them. Get the sure mercies of David, and surely get them. Let thine anchor be cast into that which is within the veil, and see to it that thy soul be linked to the anchor by a cable that will not break. Advance beyond these dreary ifs. Abide no more in the wilderness of doubts and fears. Cross the Jordan of distrust, and enter the Canaan of peace, where the Canaanite still lingers, but where the land ceaseth not to flow with milk and honey. The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
Go forward. Only after the Lord has given a demonstration of His power and His purpose. Christians are not called to stumble blindly into the future. They are called to keep patiently waiting upon God, walking with God, doing what they know to be the will of God, and not to move forward into any new venture until they have from God a clear demonstration of His purpose, His will, and His power. The Lord told these people, do this, and they did it. But He said, before you go up against Jericho, I must do something. I must bring down the walls. I think of many people who make such shipwreck of their lives because they are determined to stumble forward or press forward. They think that faith is a leap in the dark. It's not. It's a step in the light. They make such shipwreck because of this determination to bore their way ahead, even when they have no word from God, no demonstration of God's purpose or God's plan. Why did the Lord put this in here? To stop fleshly innovations. That's why He put it there. And that's a very needful word for us today. When the Lord displays His power, we can go forward and we can do great things. Now the Lord, to an extent, has done that. He did it at Pentecost, and so therefore we have a mission to preach in the power of the Spirit. The Lord has done this in times of revival. But you know, we must not manufacture out of the flesh, out of the mind of the flesh. We must not manufacture revival signs. We must wait upon God. That's the hardest thing in waiting for revival, waiting upon God. People want to be up and doing this and doing that and producing revival. That has always been the enemy of the work of God. Time forbids that we go into a history of the second great awakening. One of the great, in fact, what brought it ultimately to an end, and certainly what caused many a difficulty during it, was the determination of certain groups to manufacture the signs of revival. If it's not coming in the old-fashioned way, then we'll produce it. We have people doing the same thing today. We are told about the great charismatic awakening that has gone across the world. It is an awakening, but of the wrong kind. You get people who are skillful in producing psychological and even physical effects. And because they can point out that in certain periods of revival, revival produced similar effects. When they produce the effect, they have got the revival. And that's nonsense. God says, you wait until I bring the walls down. And then the sixth step, every man go up. Every man know his own place of service and attend to it. It's a vital part. In our personal victory, in the church's victory, every man must know his place. Did you ever notice in the New Testament epistles how the Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans, for instance, writing again to the Corinthians, and this comes out in the pastoral epistles as well, how he emphasizes Christians knowing their own place in the body of Christ, recognizing their own peculiar place in the service of God and the forwarding of the work of the gospel. Every man must know his place and attend to that place. I know people, I could name you people, who have wasted an entire lifetime trying to be what God never intended them to be. Think back to my own father's testimony. He had a great desire to be a preacher. He was to be a Belfast city missionary. That was his aim, his desire. He had a heart for the work. He was willing for the sacrifice and for the service. But the Lord, in His wisdom, decided not to make my father a preacher. And I smiled because my dad produced one great sermon And it was a great sermon. Sermonette, I should say. It was on the text, My Lord and My God. When I tell you it took 7 years to prepare that sermon, I am telling you nothing but the truth. And it took another 7 years to embellish and to ruin it, so that by the time he ever got to deliver it publicly, it was a disaster. So it was the wisdom of God didn't make my dad a preacher. Thankfully, he had the wit to recognize that and did not waste his life and his family's life on the foolish attempt to be it. I remember a man coming to our door years ago. He hadn't recognized that. He traveled from state to state, from church to church, from situation to situation, dragging his family here, there, and yonder, determined to be a preacher. And every time God shut the door in his face, and he never learned the lesson, at least while I knew him, never learned the lesson. How much good a man can do in his own place. Every man, every woman, know your place. Know what God would have you to do and attend to it. And the final thing, in the last words of verse 5, every man must pursue God's work without deviating from it. Notice that he's to go straight before him. When the Lord sets before you his work, don't get waylaid. Don't miss out. Not only so, even if you're not in what the world calls full-time service, if God has made you a shopkeeper, a carpenter, a plumber, whatever God makes people in this world, never forget, he has first made you a Christian. And never lose sight that whatever you are in this life, wherever God has placed you in this life, it is to serve Christ. It is to let the light of the gospel shine there through you. Go straight up before you. Don't be waylaid. Don't miss your calling. Don't miss your part in serving Christ. This is how we're to live and how we're to serve as Christians as we face our Jerichos. We may sum it all up in the words of 1 John 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. May the Lord indeed teach us how to face our Jerichos. May the Lord lead us each one as Christians into personal victory, into the victory of successful service. And may he lead us as a church toward that great day when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. I'll be closing with prayer. We'll have no closing hymn. Can I say that if you're not saved, you're still like Jericho, fast shut up against the Lord. But you're still in the day of grace. There's a call of mercy and a call of love. Not everybody in Jericho perished. Rahab and her household were saved because Rahab trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. He called you to himself today. Make sure you don't miss the Savior. If you're a Christian, there is victory for you. There's useful service for you. Even now as you're bowed in prayer, thank the Lord for that. Yield your heart to receive it. Walk out of here in the power of the Spirit to fulfill the promise of Christ. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Speak a word of saving grace to those without Christ. Lord, let not one man, woman, boy, or girl go out of this place yet resisting and rejecting Christ. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt speak to all thy people. We have so many Jerichos to face in personal life, in the life of seeking to serve thee and as a church. We ask in Jesus' name that thou wilt enable us to lay hold of the Lord's procedure, that we may walk by faith and not by sight, and that in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, we may see the walls of every Jericho fall flat. Hear our prayer. Produce lasting fruit and good in every life for the preaching of thy word. And part us now with thy blessing, the blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it. Be thou the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought people, both this day and until our Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in matchless glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.